Hello, friends. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. And today, it's time to whoop. Welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I'm your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful and wet and steamy and hot Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my everyday so we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. Truly, thank you so much for being a part of this community. I love hearing all of your notes and messages about the podcasts and episodes you're enjoying and the ways you're applying these into your everyday. So thank you for being a part of it. And if you do enjoy this podcast, please do subscribe, rate, and leave a review over on iTunes and share with a friend who could use some of this information. Today, we are talking about one of my favorite tools called Whoop. If you're a longtime follower of my work, you'll remember about a year ago when I actually got obsessed with whooping, like literally very, very obsessed. And this will make a lot more sense once you actually know what Whoop is. But I've gone through seasons in my love of Whoop, but ultimately, reminder once again that it is one of the most powerful things you can do, one of the most powerful ways to really approach situations with confidence, with strength, and with some really great awareness, and really make your dreams into reality. So what the heck is Whoop? So Whoop is actually a system devised by a researcher, Gabrielle Oettingen. And in this science of making your goals into a reality, a lot of times we do very affirmational things, like I am enough. I am kind. I have the new job I want. I have a loving relationship. Whatever our wish is, we put these things out there and we're like, okay, great. Just like The Secret, I put it out there and it's going to come to me. But if you actually look at what makes things actually happen, what makes those dreams come true, it takes a little bit more planning. It's a combination of aspiration, a wish, and some, I just want to say, worst case scenario planning of saying, hey, what could stop this from happening? If I say I want to, you know, take a trip to Hawaii, what would actually stop me from taking this trip? Because me just saying I want to take a trip to Hawaii isn't going to get the tickets bought, right? So Gabrielle Oettingen developed this process called Whoop, which is combining that aspirational quality with the actual reality of your situation so you can actually overcome those barriers. It's pretty amazing. So Whoop stands for wish, outcome, obstacle, and plan. So the idea, again, you have a wish and an outcome, and then you say, okay, but what could get in the way? That's your obstacle, and you plan for it. If the obstacle comes up, what am I gonna do? And what's so beautiful about this is that when you really lay it out there, like I highly recommend actually either saying or writing all four of these steps, when you do come across that obstacle, you already know what to do. And you're already more aware of the obstacle. As soon as that obstacle comes up, you say, oh, wait, I remember this. I knew this was going to happen. Damn it. Okay. And you go on and you take your plan. It's truly amazing. So this is how we Whoop. So we start with a wish. What is it, the thing that you want to have happen? And this can be applied to many different types of situations. It could be a Whoop for your day. What do you wish for your day today? It could be a Whoop for a meeting. What do you want to get out of this meeting that has to happen? It could be a Whoop for your 5 years. What do you want to happen in the next 5 years? It doesn't matter the time scale. It can still be applied. But what we want in this wish is to make it concrete. A wish of I want to be happy is okay, but it can still work. But I guess I'll say, when doing this with clients, I've found it works best if you have a little bit of a concrete wish. So it's something that you actually can achieve or measure or see. Again, feel free to give it a try both ways, but I will recommend that you try to choose a wish that has some grounded nature that you can actually say, okay, did I accomplish this wish or did I not? Okay, once you name your wish, what you want to have happen, you then go to outcome, which I also call the benefit. Why is this so important to you? Why is it a good thing to actually achieve this wish? And this step, you know, sometimes you're like, let's say, I wish that I have I find a loving and healthy relationship. Okay, benefit. What's the benefit of this? I don't know. I have a loving and healthy relationship. Why wouldn't I want that, right? You're like, it seems a little laborious to say it a second time, but ultimately there is value in actually saying why you want something. Because we know that achieving any goal is not easy. Achieving any goal requires the discomfort of going from where I am now to where I want to be. And so what that means is that we need to be really clear and really excited about this goal we want to achieve so that we can withstand the uncomfortable stuff. So that's why we name our outcome. That's why we name the benefit, to remind ourselves of why this is important in the first place. And if you're sitting there and you're like, I don't know what the benefit of it is, well, then why is it a goal? That's like a whole other, it's a whole other topic. I'm gonna write that down. We gotta do a podcast about that one, because why have the goal if you don't actually care about the outcome, right? Okay, so a little sidetracked. So we are whooping. So we have our wish, our concrete goal, our outcome, which is our benefit, why we want it to happen, and then our obstacle. Now, here's the important part about this obstacle. Whenever we're trying to achieve a goal, there are obstacles that come up, and they're going to be a mixture of internal and external obstacles. A trap that a lot of us get into is getting focused on the external obstacles. We get focused on why, I don't know, you know, our coworker is going to mess up the project, or why our partner is going to be the one that makes you get angry, or whatever in the world is conspiring against you. But our goal in whooping is to actually see the internal obstacles, because we tend to overlook those. So we want to ask about an internal obstacle. What could stop me from getting my wish? So to use our random example of having a healthy, loving relationship, what's an internal obstacle that could stop me? Well, maybe I am scared to go out and meet people. Like, maybe I'll stop myself from actually being open and talking to others, or to expressing interest in people. Okay, that's a real obstacle, right? I could say, well, the reason why I don't have a healthy, loving relationship is because other people suck, or I just meet, you know, whatever type of people, or dating apps are awful, or, you know, everyone in DC is crappy, or, you know, you could come up with tons of external obstacles. But what about the internal obstacle that's stopping you from really getting there? So internal obstacle, what is it? And last but not least, we get to P, which is the plan. And this is, I like to frame it as an if-then statement. So if obstacle happens, then plan. And now I know. So if I am stopping myself from going to a meeting, like I'm scared of meeting these people, then I'm going to tell myself I rock, put on, you know, my shoes, and go out the door. As soon as I say I'm scared, or I'll tell myself I'm too tired to do it. Nope, that means I'm putting on my shoes and I'm walking out the door. So again, the power of this is that you've found what could stop yourself from making it happen. You could call it the self-sabotage, or just, you know, sometimes it's unconscious self-sabotage. And then you actually know how you're going to defeat it and know how you're going to move past it. It is powerful stuff. So whoop, wish, outcome, obstacle, plan. I will fully admit, and this has been a really great reminder to me, that I used to do this basically at least on the weekly basis, and sometimes even every day. So on Instagram stories, I used to do a Monday whoop. And it was so amazing to have that accountability and to actually think out, wait, what is it that I wish that I get out of today? Because you think you know what you want, but sometimes you don't actually put it into words, and then you don't make it happen, or you don't even know if you've made it happen. So it is truly amazing to actually sit there and say, you know what do I want out of today? What do I want out of this week? What do I want out of this meeting or this date or whatever it is that's happening? And going through that and actually acknowledging what you want out of the situations you're in, it is truly beautiful and really life-changing. And I just couldn't recommend it highly enough. And so I hope you enjoy this. I hope you put it into practice. It feels uncomfortable. It feels kind of silly, but if you do it for a couple times, you'll realize and you'll see what a truly powerful practice it is So I highly recommend you try this Whoop process. If you have questions about it, if you want to share a win, if you don't know if we're doing it right, send me a message. I'm over on Instagram at Be Happy Healthy Human. I would love to help you work through it. You can also find me on BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. We have tons of events and cool things happening. I would love to see you over in either of those spaces. And thank you so much for being again, for being a part of this community. I'm sending you lots of light and love, and that light in me is very humbly bowing to that light in each one of you. Namaste, friends.